Taxing Smokes. More from the Iowa Almanac in a moment.
You work hard to provide for your family. Make sure you maximize your family's financial security regarding your trust, estate, and asset management. This is John Jacobson. Protect your family's financial interests for generations. Learn more about Security National Bank's Trust and Asset Management Services. Go to snbconnect.com for more. I look forward to earning your trust.
Investment and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not a bank deposit, not bank guaranteed, may lose value, not insured by any federal government agency.
There has always been an uneasy relationship between citizens and government when it comes to taxes. We want various government services, but someone has to pay for them. On April 11, 1921, the first major state tax in Iowa went into effect. It was a 2 cent per package tax on cigarettes. In fact, Iowa was the first state in the country to pass a cigarette tax. That source of revenue predated Iowa's other taxes by more than a decade. It was not until 1934 that a 2% sales tax went into effect. That same year, individual and corporate income taxes were first imposed as well. That state cigarette tax stayed at 2 cents per pack until 1953 and has steadily increased since then. The largest increase came in 2007, when the tax jumped by $1 per pack from 36 cents to $1.36 per 20 cigarette package. Iowa also began taxing tobacco generally in 1967, first as a percentage of wholesale price and later as a rate per cigar or ounce of snuff. One of the problems with a user tax like that on cigarettes is that the income generated is dependent on those users. In 2008, the Smoke-Free Air Act went into effect, limiting the places where people could smoke. Many people took that as a signal to stop smoking, and as a result, the overall cigarette tax revenue in Iowa has dropped from a peak of more than $233 million per year when the public smoking ban went into effect to barely more than $200 million now. Now, there are many user fees and taxes on all manner of products, but the very first major state tax in Iowa on packages of cigarettes went into effect on this date in 1921. And that's Iowa Almanac for April 11th. There's more online at iowaalmanac.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Jeff Stein.